Squadcast, a Tag Digital podcast.
Check the mic and make sure it sound right, boys.
Hello and welcome back to the latest edition of the Tag Digital Squadcast. I'm Jamie. It's been a while since I've been on here. But yeah, I'm sitting in the host seat this week, which is a bit different. I'm usually on the other end, so something new for me. And I'm joined by Ashley and Craig. Don't know if you guys want to do the intro to yourself.
Hello, I'm Ashley, head of paid media here at Tag.
Hello, I am Craig. I started Tag Digital 12 years ago, and I'm currently COO.
Nice.
Nice flex.
I think you guys have been both on the podcast, but we usually do quick fire questions. I've kind of done something slightly different. They're still quick. I still want them done quickly. I've got two questions. I've got four questions, two for each of you.
Two each.
First one's for Craig. What's your favourite marketing campaign of all time and why?
Do you know the one that sticks in my head more than anything, and this probably shows my age? Do you remember the Budweiser one where they said,
was it the frogs?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's that one.
Yeah.
And it's just that, like, it's so dumb and whatever, but it sticks in my head above everything else.
Yeah.
I wish I had like a cooler, more creative one, but it's the one that sticks in my head.
Nice. I like that. My question for you, Ashley, is if you could have a superpower to boost your marketing abilities, what would it be?
See the future.
Why?
So I can get ahead of the game.
Nice. Craig, what's the last book you read that you had that had an impact on your mindset?
The last book? I'll come back to you on that. I've got like five books sitting at the moment that I'm halfway through. I started off this year reading loads of fiction, so I'm probably not going to reference one of them. Do you know what? I'm going to give Laura a shout out. Laura's ebook that she did, that she gave us all last year. I should remember the title of it.
Nice plug.
Nice plug.
It was good though. It was good. And then Ashley, what is the best piece of marketing advice that you've ever received?
That I've ever received?
Join Tag Digital.
Yeah, people recommended that. It's a great decision. God, that's so hard to think. Maybe like check your references from where you're kind of researching. Make sure it's a credible source, because quite often there's a lot of junk out there. So yeah.
Is that the same advice you'd give somebody? Is that the best advice?
It's a good advice. Yeah. I would pass that one. Yeah, for sure.
Nice one. Sorry, I was a bit. These are rogue quickfire questions, but I like to do things something differently.
Nice. Squadcast, the Tag Digital podcast.
So today we're have you guys on to talk about the Tag Shop or Tag Digital Shop, which is a fairly new venture for us here. I don't know if you want to kick things off by explaining what is Tag Shop.
Yeah. So I guess to go back a little bit, something we've spoken about a lot at Tag Digital kind of in the background for a number of years now is service as a product. So how do we package up the agency service that we offer all of our clients, but we sell it as a kind of off the shelf, low touch or ideally no touch product. About 2 or 3 years ago, we increased our minimum spend, which meant that a few clients couldn't work with us. And that was kind of stuck in our throat a little bit. You know, we want to be able to cater to everyone in the market. And that's where the Tag Shop kind of comes in. So the Tag Shop is a number of different kind of packaged up products, impressions and click based products. People buy it in a e-commerce environment, they use their card, they pay up front. The campaigns themselves are, like I said, low touch or no touch really, there should be no comms. You get sent a dashboard, you monitor your campaign, and when we hit that impression or click target, your campaign's a success. So not as much in the way of like hand-holding, agency service, not any kind of analytics, no conversions, but it caters to that market of people that maybe have a smaller budget, kind of limited in what they can do with it. And the Tag Digital Shop kind of fills that gap.
Nice. And what would you say differentiates itself, the tag shop differentiates itself from what else is out there in the market, or is there anything else, do you think, out there that does this?
I actually don't know. I don't know if you do, actually, but I've not seen an agency package it up like this. I've seen agencies in the past sell things kind of in an e-commerce setting, but it's more like signing up for a retainer or whatever, whereas this kind of low-touch, click and impression-based product, I've not seen anyone else do it.
Same, yeah. The only thing I was going to say is almost like flipping that, like there's similarities in terms of like the campaign setup and kind of how we run, but they're just more focused on impressions and delivering that exact kind of objective rather than, you know, strategy and things like that that we maybe do in our full service. So there's like a lot of similarities to what we offer, but cool. It's just low touch.
Is there anything else as well? I know some clients maybe still want a bit of interaction with us. Is there anything else we can offer on the tag shop that can cater to that need?
Yeah, we actually offer time with an expert as well. So that's a kind of, again, a kind of additional product that we've added in recently. So you can book time, dedicated time to cover like key kind of areas of what we explore. So things like GA4, maybe there's a kind of problem with tracking and things like that, that we can offer time with an expert to go over and explore that as well.
I think with the time with an expert is an interesting one, because we sometimes work with internal marketing teams, in-house marketing teams, who are good at what they do, they've got good overall knowledge, but they maybe just don't have that kind of deep understanding of how they're going to succeed with their paid media campaigns on their own. So what we sell the time with an expert in hourly blocks, 1, 2 or 3 hours with one of our team, just kind of helps plug that gap in their knowledge, and we can give them whoever is the biggest expert in that kind of specific area.
Yeah, I think that's good as well, just from like from being one of the experts, I think it's good that allows you to kind of showcase your skills as well in certain areas and really like kind of flex some muscles you sometimes don't get to use quite often. Say for example, you're like highly skilled in GA4 or Google Ads, or specific niche areas of Google Ads, for example, you can then really zone in on that. And sometimes you don't get an hour with a client, do you know what I mean? That's sometimes a good thing for us as well. So that's good. How does the Tag Digital Shop help businesses build awareness and grow their audience through the access to the kind of platforms that you've mentioned, like Google, Meta, LinkedIn, and YouTube? How does it help do that?
So yeah, actually, probably funnily enough, the main kind of core products that I think of, which were kind of, I guess, are more popular products at the moment, are the brand awareness and traffic campaigns. So that's kind of automatically where I went to in the previous question, so it was good that you flagged the other services as well. But yeah, so I guess it depends on the kind of main objective, whether that's to get brand awareness, to raise awareness about your event or whatever it might be, or to get traffic to the site. So they focus solely on those two objectives. The campaign build kind of follows the best practices to deliver that. So for example, you might have Google brand awareness or Facebook clicks, things like that, or Meta, I should say, sorry.
The other thing I know I mentioned, it's kind of primarily targeted at people that are low on budget, also people that are low on time. So if you only have 4 weeks to your event and you're sitting with a little bit of budget, this is quite an efficient way to use it without going through our like classic service with a setup fee, and it's a lot more time intensive. We can get this live within a few days and deliver all the impressions and clicks within 30 days.
Cool. That sounds like probably one of the main benefit. Are there any other like additional benefits or any like niche benefits or anything like that go alongside that?
I think the process in general is really quick, so it's like e-commerce product, so it's almost like you're just buying anything else you would online. So everything that you kind of we need to get started would be in that form. So whether that be images depending on the platform, or video, social page URLs, like landing page, any demographics or targeting would be within that form, and that's basically everything we need to just get going. So yeah, it's that kind of speed that's a key benefit. Yeah, I guess
I quite like that you can pay, like you just pay with your card. I mean, like it's just an e-commerce purchase, you just pay up front, which is quite rare as well when you're buying campaigns. I mean, you don't usually buy a campaign, so that's quite
well. That was the thinking when we were building it all out. We kept asking ourselves, like, imagine this was Amazon. What would it look like on Amazon? What would Amazon do? Well, they would, you don't buy a product on Amazon and then contact the seller and say, oh, by the way, can you change the buttons on whatever? You know, you buy it, you pay for it, and it gets delivered. Yeah. So that's exactly how we think of the shop. Payment up front, we have the campaign live within a week, and we deliver it within 30 days, and that's it.
Nice. I'm kind of want to discuss the dedicated sessions just a wee bit more. What, obviously we've discussed a few of the things that you could use that time for. Are there anything else you would want to use that time for, or could maybe make the best use of time when you've booked that time with an expert? Is it like a one service per hour, or can you use the hour to discuss multiple services? Or
when you buy that time with an expert, you select what you want to talk about. So if you buy an hour and you want to talk about GTM and TikTok ads, then we can give you half an hour with an expert on GTM and half an hour with a expert on TikTok. The 2 hours, the 3 hours, whatever it is yours to use as you see fit. Also, you can just speak kind of broadly about your marketing strategy for the, if you're 6 months out from your event and you've got plenty of time to work with and you've got an overall marketing strategy and you want to understand how the paid ads element is going to fit in, you can speak to one of our senior members of the team, and they'll talk you through, best practices, how it fits in with your wider strategy and how you can make the most of Tag Digital service.
Yeah, that's really cool. The last question I have on this is, I've just added it in, is what would you say your favourite thing is about the Tag Shop in its short term of being alive?
My favourite thing is that you get paid up front, so there's no credit control issues. We're not chasing anyone for money months after the event has finished, so it's good it's paid up front. It's nice and clean, there's no ambiguity, everyone understands what they're buying and everyone understands what they're looking at when they see the dashboard and the impressions or clicks have been delivered.
My favourite thing, I was just thinking there, is probably that it's like filling a gap, I guess. And I think, like you mentioned at the beginning, Craig, like how we kind of, we were missing some clients with like fees and things, and we really want to deliver that excellence and everything we do and kind of supporting the industry. So we're able to do that. We're able to offer that back now with that service. And also, it's innovative, which is great. And it's the same team, it's the same experts that we have that are fulfilling this, so it's that same standard that we're delivering. Because quite commonly you do get campaigns than other agencies that focus on like impressions and things like that, but it's a different service, whereas we offer it on the shop very quickly, quick turnaround, and it's quite exciting.
It's nice to just be able to cater to some of our older clients who maybe lost due to fees, but also just cater to a wider audience. I think a lot of what we have done in the past is like conversion driven, but sometimes it takes away from the importance of having really strong awareness and really strong traffic to your website like all year round. So it's probably a good option for when you're in your off season, for example, and you just want to get some good traffic, quality traffic to your website. What would you say, I don't know if you've had any initial feedback, what would you say the favourite thing from the client side is about Tag Shop?
Probably the speeds and the dashboard, I think. But
I think they're finding it, first of all, easy to use, which is good. That was one of the main kind of things when we were setting it all up, is it has to be easy to use. I think they're finding it easy to use. We're having specific customers that come back quite a lot of repeat orders, which is good. Obviously, the nature of the products that we sell, there's no conversion tracking, so we can't measure success in that way. But I think, the same customer coming back 10, 12, 15 times has got to be a good sign.
Yeah, very, very good. Nice one. Well, I think we covered quite a lot. So I don't know, I've exhausted my questions, but I'm sure I'll have more that I'll ask you in the office. But thanks for joining me. It's been really good fun being back in the host seat this time. But I'm sure I'll be back in the other seat very, very, very soon.
Thanks, Jamie.
Cheers.
Thanks for having me.
Squadcast, the Tag Digital podcast. Listen to the Squadcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify.